to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Many of you are wondering if I had a last name. I wanted to let you know for sure that I do, and I want to welcome you to the show. We have an incredible show for you today. As you've heard us talk about, Benny and I talking about today's show, and our very, very special guest, Louise Hay, but also you listened to the show that Bobby Baxter and I did when we received the DVD, You Can Heal Your Life. And as a result of that half-hour segment we did, many of you rushed out to buy the DVD, and the feedback that we're getting is that it was the best advice we could have given you to date. So joining us here today is Louise Hay. You've heard me talk about my own personal story of how learning through her wisdom, through what she has taught so many people, has changed my life. And as we know, especially for our Australia folks that are listening to the show, recently dubbed the closest thing to a living saint. And today you're going to find out why. She is and has created Hay House Publishing and much more. And many of the authors that you hear on this show are part of the family of incredible people that have come together to take a very powerful, transformative message out into the world. And so we want to welcome Louise Hay to the Dr. Pat Show for an hour of transformative radio. Louise, thank you so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You build me up so much. You know, I'm just a simple lady with some simple ideas.
And that's what we love about you as well, because it is the simplicity of what you present that enables millions of people to change their lives.
Yes, you see, I don't think I created Hay House. I think life created Hay House, and I was the instrument.
Well, that in itself, you know, reminds me of a quote that I have and I carry with me from Ernest Holmes. And the quote is, you know that life cannot withhold itself from you. And I wanted to ask you about that quote in terms of your personal journey.
Well, you know, from the moment I stepped my foot on the metaphysical pathway, and you know, I was 50 at the time when I began, I've had nothing to say about it. I've just done what is presented in front of me, and doorway after doorway just opens. I say, okay, I may not know what I'm doing, but I'll do my best. Life has been so interesting. I'm 81 now, and I am having so much fun. Life is just one continuous, joyous experience.
Well,
problems, too. You know, I have them.
Mm-hmm.
We all have. Nobody gets away with, but it's how we handle them. Do we go crazy when something happens? What I do, the moment something gets off kilter, I say to myself, all is well, everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe. And if it's a big problem, I will babble that incessantly for a while. And it's as though it calms my inner chatter and gives the universe space to take care of the problem, solve it.
You know, one of the things that we've learned so much, or I've learned from you, is the power of just that and being able to bring in a shift in whatever's going on in our minds by practicing some of the very basic things that you're talking about. There's a statement in the movie, and I want to thank you so much for doing this movie. You Can Heal Your Life. It's not only a movie that we have found people watching, but what they're doing is they're putting it on in their computer, and they're letting the movie play as they're listening to the dialogue and what's going on. Did you have a sense that this movie would be so well received?
I had nothing about it, really, except I can say that many people have wanted to do the story of my life. and every person that came to me did not feel right. When this director was brought in to do this movie, the moment I met him, he had really kind eyes and a gentle smile, and my inner ding said, this is the person to do it. But we just opened up and began, and the people, the whole film crew, had never heard of this stuff before, and they thought we were crazy. As time passed, they began to awaken to the ideas, and of course, when they went into editing, they have to go over this material again and again and again and again. They didn't have a chance. And every one of those people, the director and everybody on the film crew, their lives have changed for the better.
Well, you know, Louise, I mentioned earlier that that I was speaking with one of our listeners after the show that we did on it. And, you know, the woman said to me, you can heal your life. And I said, no, that's the title of the book. You can heal your life. And she said, you can heal your life? And I said, well, that's the title of the book. You can heal your life. And she said, can you really heal your life? That's the question. And I wanted to ask you about that in the movie. How are we able to now reach so many people so that we take that from a question and move it to an affirmation?
And wonderful modern technology. It's just marvelous the way we can get information out. But we also have to be aware that, you know, negative information can go out just as quickly. So we must be selective in what we accept, bring into our consciousness. You know, what we think and what we say has everything to do with our life. Life to me is like a boomerang. What you give out, back to you. And it goes and goes out and it comes back and it goes out and it comes back. And you have to be careful about what you allow to happen. That's why when I have a problem, instead of getting into the problem or getting into the fear, I immediately going into all is well. You know, everything's working out for my highest good. And out of this experience, only good will come and I am safe.
And those are powerful words.
Very powerful words. Miracles in people's lives. I you know, would love it if everybody would have like a little card that they put on their mirror and pull out of their pocket whenever there's a problem. Go to that right away. Instead of going into, oh my God, what's going to happen? All that nonsense we do. Which is only habit. We can make new habits.
Yeah, we actually on this show we call it crust. You know, it's the time where, you know, we get layers and layers of these thoughts, and you talk about this in the movie, and so do the folks that are part of this movie. I just want to let our listeners know that
it's such a great team.
Oh my gosh, what a powerful, powerful group of people. Every word is a lesson for action.
Yes. If you want to do it.
What can we say to people, to our listeners that are out there right now, that are in this place of, I hear about all of this, I know I want a better life, I love reading all of these books, and gosh darn it, here I am stuck again.
Oh, that's the thought and that's the belief. I would say just try something. Try one little thing. Go to the mirror twice a day and say, I love you. Really love you, because that is the most important thing in your life, that you love you. All the rest is passing experiences. Something bad happens, go to the mirror and say, I love you, I love you. That's important. That's a simple little thing, but when you get a feeling of safety within yourself, because you love and approve and are grateful for yourself, life will change.
And, you know, what that exercise, I have to tell you, and I'll confess this, Louise, and I've read about this for quite some time now in your work, getting to that mirror and actually looking at myself in that mirror was probably one of the most difficult things for me to do and one of the most powerful.
Think about why.
Yeah.
It was because you heard some negative messages about yourself when you were a child, and you believed them as though they were true. They weren't true. They were someone's opinion. And the most important opinion in your world is yours. So why don't you be on your side and just love and adore who you are? You know what it feels like when you're in the arms of somebody who loves you? It's an extraordinary experience. And if you can put yourself in your own arms and always be there for yourself, your whole life will, you know, happy, happy, healthy, joyous, and free. That will be you. And any of us who try it.
And that's really the invitation for today. We've got Louise Hay joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Louise the question that I ask every guest I've actually ever had on the show. And we'll be able to share that with you. The DVD, the book, You Can Heal Your Life, it is not a question. It truly is an invitation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Louise Hay.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Master Stephen Coe conducts miracles every day. His mission is to teach everyone how to do this for themselves. Stephen Coe is a master of the life force energy. Everyone is endowed by nature with a miraculous healing ability. Join Master Coe and experience your own life force energy at East West Bookshop, Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. and at the Seattle Unity Church, Thursday, March 13th at 7 p.m. Details at yourhandscanhealyou.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Go Green at the Go Green Expo, New York City's largest eco-friendly consumer trade show on April 26th and 27th. Purchase the latest eco-friendly products and services from hundreds of exhibitors and learn from the best of green leaders. Visit GoGreenExpo.com. Learn how to green your life and help your environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. Go Green Expo on April 26th and 27th in New York City. Visit GoGreenExpo.com.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Let me see you, let me see you go.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as we have been indicating, our very special guest today is Louise Hay. You've heard us talk about the DVD, the movie, You Can Heal Your Life. And what I shared earlier was a true story with someone I was on the phone with asking me a question and me not getting that that was a question. And here we are with Louise Hay to make a statement affirmative that you can you can heal your life. Louise, thank you for joining us here today.
You're welcome.
Let me ask you this question that I do ask everyone, and I have no idea where this question came from, but the very first show I did, out of my mouth came this question. And it's this, you know, we've talked a little bit about what you've done. Many folks are familiar with not only the work that you do, but the fabulous contribution Hay House makes. And along the way, the question is this, when you start the journey and you take the path, there are challenges that you face. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you, Louise Hay, have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I had to realize what I was doing, you know, and where I was and what I was believing, and that was an exploratory thing. I remember somebody talked to me a couple of times about resentment in the early days, and I hadn't a clue that they were talking about me. Me? Why would I have resentment? And when I finally got that, then I was able to do a lot more work than I was before. But I think that we all have that. We just don't recognize things about ourselves, or we don't want to recognize things about ourselves. We want to think that we're perfect, and we're not, because we have problems. So I think it's a willingness, for me it was a willingness to see what I really was like. And every time I saw something, then I was able to drop it.
And, you know, Louise, what I'm struck by, especially in hearing you now, as well as in the movie, is I'm struck by that, you know, when you're telling the story, especially of, you know, your journey and, you know, your work with the Church of Religious Science and mm-hmm. the first little book you made, right?
Yes.
And I love this part in the movie because I could see it in your eyes when you said, I'm going to write this little book and I'm going to get it printed. And, you know, one of the folks, I guess, at the church must have said to you, well, how many copies did you make? Right? Right? And I love that dialogue between how many copies you made and how many copies he thought you should have made. Isn't that a reflection, though, of having our, you know, having that voice of doubt show up in our lives? But you didn't have any of that.
Well, you know, it worked out that way. You know, life presented it for me. It was cheaper to per copy to make it, to make more of them. So I made more of them. I didn't even know what I was doing. A friend suggested I make a booklet. It was not my idea. You know, I wasn't smart enough to think of that. And then I had all these little booklets, and I had to do something with them. So I sent a free copy to every metaphysical church with an order form. And it was amazing how many people sent back and ordered, you know, a few for their church. And in 2 years, I was able to sell 5,000 of them. And for an unknown object, this is phenomenal.
Well, and, you know, and one of the things that, you know, I noticed in the movie, there's, and, you know, they're showing in a picture of the booklet, one of the subtitles that is brought up on the screen. I love this, and I wanted to ask you about it. And it's this, the point of power is in the present moment.
Yes, which means that, you know, our thoughts are our power tools. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly creating our world. They're painting the picture of our life. So what we are doing at this moment is creating our future. What we did in the past can be erased, it can be let go, it can be released. But what we are doing now is creating. So if we are using the same negative belief from the past to think about our life now, then that's what we're creating with. But if we decide to use a different idea, different beliefs, different thoughts in this moment, then we are erasing the past, and the past will have no power over us. The point of power is in the present moment, because this is what we're thinking and where we're thinking and saying.
You know, and we look at this.
Our words are powerful.
Powerful, powerful. And, you know, I love the movie because I'm watching the young person as she's, you know, walking down the street mm-hmm. in her car. And, you know, initially I'm looking at that and I'm saying, oh, you know, what's going? And, you know, my mind is going. Then I realize, okay, I'm doing what she's doing.
Of course, of course.
How that chatter?
Well, you know, I'm just in the process of beginning to learn that.
Okay.
We're all starting. Now, I want to tell you, I have just come across a fairly new book that mm-hmm. I think is phenomenal. I've read about 20 pages of it, and it's called The Untethered Soul, UNTETHERED Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, by a man called Michael Singer, Singer, and it's about how your mind works, and I'm finding it fascinating. So I suggest you, Pat, get a copy of this, and then anybody else who might be interested. It is not a Hay House book, but, you know, it seems to me a phenomenal book. To answer your question, we replace the old thoughts with new thinking. And we recognize those old thoughts for what they are, just a bunch of thoughts put together that have no meaning unless we make them the basis of our life.
And
wouldn't you rather be, happy, happy, healthy, joyous, and free than miserable, unhappy, sick, and complaining?
I have been there, done that.
I know, we all have.
Right.
And you know what? We do it today. Mm-hmm. But the thing is to make it as short a duration as possible. 3 minutes is enough.
You know what? In radio, 3 minutes is like a really long time.
I've
come to know that.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, I've had some actually very long 3 minutes on the show. You know, Louise, one of the things that there's so many things I want to point out and for our listeners, especially the fact that not only can you get the DVD, but you can also get the book, You Can Heal Your Life.
Yes.
And this is not a question, but one of the statements that I take statements out of books that I read and I put them on post-it notes. They call me Post-it Patty.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
One of the statements is, we are all one.
Uh-huh.
Very powerful words, and I think at some level we're not quite sure of what that means and the potentiality in that.
Well, we all use our thoughts to create our lives, and we do them according to our beliefs. And if one powerful person can get a negative belief going around, it affects thousands and thousands of people. But if one powerful person can start a positive thing going around, that will also affect thousands and thousands of people. And you don't even have to be a big, powerful person. You can just be a person who spreads joy around. To really influence the people around you, and they will become happier, and they will start to influence the people around them. And, whatever we believe just goes out from us. It's the boomerang again. It goes out and it comes back. It goes out and it comes back.
Is there anything in our lives that we actually cannot change?
Whatever we believe. Whatever we believe, we cannot change. Now, you know, we're told by science and all those things that there's lots of things we can't change. But the thing about science, I discover that 5-10 years later, they are often changing what they said 5-10 years ago and making new declarations. And sometimes they're diametrically opposed to what they said before. I think that change is possible almost everywhere.
You know, I was talking with you during the break about the work that you did with in West Hollywood with these incredible young men handling and dealing with this little old thing called AIDS.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you this question and have you talk about it when we come back from break about how that experience. How what you did with them, how their response shaped your life and helped you create the world that you live in today. And so I want that to be the question that we talk about when we come back. And also, we'll share a little bit about what that story was at a time on this planet when a single group of people were being talked about hatefully shamefully, and unloved. And so when we come back...
Not the only group that that's happened to. There are groups like that that don't have AIDS that are being treated like that today.
As we speak. And it is the power that you demonstrated, the power of love, that comes across the screen as we watch the movie You Can Heal Your Life. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we'll be back with Louise Hay. We'll be talking about that experience and talking about it in the greater context of the world and how far love can truly go. Louise Hay, my guest today, You Can Heal Your Life is the book and the DVD, and we'll be right back.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patients to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the master of ceremonies at the Five Extraordinary People 2008 Lecture Series. Join us for the fourth and fifth events with John Holland on April 9th and Iyanla VanZant on May 20th, all right here in Seattle at Benaroya Hall. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything
I do for you. All right, Benny, right here. Absolutely. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Louise Hay joining me here today. And you've heard us talk about the book and the many books. I want to direct you also to hayhouse.com and check it out, because not only are you going to find this book, but you're going to find books, products, services, tools to help you take the next step in your life. Certainly the folks that were in the movie, Sheryl Richardson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Greg Braden, Gay Hendricks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Chris Northrup, and so forth. Many of these folks you'll be able to find on the website, hayhouse.com, and the many, many tools that are available for you. Louise Hay, thank you so much for joining us today. I was referencing a time in our society and life that you played a very instrumental role in. And I said earlier how struck I was by the love. And I wanted to ask you how that experience shaped your life, shaped the things that were about to come and what you created.
Well, I always say that I did 6.5 years in the trenches with people with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And, that will shape your life. 6.5 years of any sort of war will shape the way you think about life. But it did get me even more convinced that the only thing that really works is love. And, you can't save everybody, but it's amazing the number of people that have come through that experience and are around. And when I travel, every so often I run into somebody and they say, "Hey, Louise, remember me? I used to come to the hayride." And they're well. They're doing well, and it just does my heart so much good. So we can't believe, I don't think there's any blanket thing that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say everybody is going to die or everybody is this. It depends on the individual and how they handle the situation and what they do, and it's just... I think we have to trust life and love who we are and not pay attention to other people's pronunciamentos, because they may not be true for us.
Mm. You share the story of your life in this movie, and mm-hmm. extremely touching. A lot of information that people in general did not know about.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at that, and as I watch this movie over and over again, I'm struck by how you've been able to move beyond conditions and circumstances and be the person you are today.
Amazes me.
Don't you love living in amazement?
Yes.
But I would imagine that you would have had to forgive a whole lot of people.
Yes, yes, that's true. And that was a big thing for me when I learned to forgive. And that came out of the fact that, I had cancer myself a long time ago. And I realized that I was being given the opportunity to practice on myself, what I was already teaching other people. And I realized that cancer, the basis of cancer, is usually deep-held resentment that's been held for a long, long time that literally eats away at the body. And I realized that I had to go through that and come out the other side, and that there was a lot of forgiveness I had to do. And it was hard for me to begin with, but then somewhere along the line I got the idea that if I could see my parents as little children, I would be able to understand them. All little babies are born perfect. Mm. They're wonderful, loving little creatures. Well, how did my parents, each one individually, get from that loving child that they were when they were little to the person that was treating me the way they did when I was, when I was a baby? And I began to explore their childhood and what they went through, and that gave me understanding with them. And when you get understanding, you're able to forgive.
Mm.
The door to the heart opens inward, and I had compassion for them. I didn't condone their behavior, but I had compassion for the journey that they went through, And then I was able to forgive.
You know, Louise, there are some folks these days that are talking about, you know, a global movement, a global consciousness movement. And yet, you know, talking about a global consciousness movement without a conversation about global forgiveness doesn't seem to connect the dots for me.
Well, you know, it's important. I mean, a lot of people don't want to forgive. They think they're very righteous and they don't need to. But we all need to forgive. I had a very touching letter just the other day from some man who had seen the movie, and he said he was able for the first time to forgive the five years he spent in a Japanese internment camp.
Mm.
And he was able to forgive his captor. And it, of course, made a tremendous difference in his life. He wasn't not dealing anymore with that bitterness and anger and resentment. And that's the biggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
but, you know, most of us don't have that big a one to forgive.
Well, and when we look at this, there are many degrees of harm, and there are many degrees of forgiveness, and there are many degrees of guilt and shame. And, you know, when we look at what you've been able to do, not only through your own personal contribution, but through the people that you bring to us through Hay House and other means, I can't help but ask you about how you have been able to turn your life around and build what you have built today. What is the most significant action that you can think of that our listeners that are listening today could do?
I don't think there's a significant action. It's just lots of little ones. You know, you forgive in this moment. You look at it a little differently in that moment. You decide not to criticize in that moment. And you're more accepting and you're more understanding. But you do it moment by moment. There isn't a big thing that you do. It's just being willing to be consistent. As consistent as you can be. Because we can't all be consistent all the time.
No, every once in a while.
No.
I like to eat Haagen-Dazs. You know?
Oh, well, that's a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. You will never be forgiven for that.
Oh, my God. Well, then you don't want to hear about the chocolate syrup.
Well, if you consider that a sin, that's your problem. I don't consider that a sin. I think it's foolish to eat too much of it.
That's right.
But to have something once in a while that tastes good, does that make you a bad person? Where did we get this idea?
That's what I was going to ask you that question. You know, where do we get these ideas from? Because I mean that we may be, I'm laughing about it a little bit, but you know what I'm talking about is every day we come up with these little stories.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. And you know, it's foolish. We don't need to continue that.
And I love what you said, because you're right. I mean, I think that when I look at my own life, it is the little things day to day, every day.
Every day.
You know, and not hanging on to that thing, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
I did that. A lot of conversation right now, and you've got a chapter in the book, and you talk about it in the book as well, around prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of conversation about it. Manifestation, prosperity, as if...
As if that's the big thing.
The big new thing that hasn't been ever been around, but it's now all of a sudden, it's now the big thing. And I wanted to ask you about that and what we're sort of socializing around prosperity and manifestation and what you think of it.
Well, you know, everybody wants to win the lottery. Oh, if I could only win the lottery, you know.
$59 million tonight.
Oh, my gosh. But the thing is that 99% of people that do win the lottery, by a year later, their lives are a worse mess than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have not changed their consciousness. Money doesn't do it. If you're willing to change your consciousness, you could create more money in your life than the lottery would bring you. And it would stay with you because it was yours by right of consciousness. It wasn't a fluke that came into your life. I think that we need to, again, forgive the people who taught us about money. We need to look at what did we learn about money as a child. And a lot of things that we learned are not beneficial to a prosperity consciousness. And also, you know, I think it would be wonderful if schools would stop making us memorize battle dates, which are so useless in life, and teach us how to be a parent, how to have a relationship, how to handle money, how to teach our children about money. I mean, these are things that are important in our lives, and how to think and how to love ourselves. If we could start with little children and teach them this stuff, they could grow up to have wonderful lives with very few problems. But I, that's the way the school system is now. But I think that prosperity, like anything else, is a question of what we believe and what we choose to continue to believe about it. And what do we say about money all the time? I think a wonderful exercise is just to write down on a big piece of paper what I believe about money is. And then just write down everything that comes into your consciousness. And take 2 or 3 days to do it. And then sit down and look at that list, and you might be amazed at what you believe. If it's on the list, you believe it. And you say, do I want to continue to believe this? Or what? How would I like to change this? What would I like to believe instead?
Mm. That is an exercise. I hope everybody got that out there, because I know I'm going to do it. Benny and I were going to chime right up and do that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Louise Hay about the list. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. New this year is the exciting Living and Eating Green Expo. Find out what you can do to make a difference. Plus over 500 exhibits and, best of all, shopping. This year, it's Celebrity Central at our 20th anniversary show. Meet Matt and Susie from NBC's The Biggest Loser, Max from Dancing with the Stars. Take a class with Aiden from ABC's All My Children at the Beef It's What's for Dinner stage. Fashion on Fire, where Seattle's hottest firefighters heat up the runway, and favorite authors including Ann Rule and Dr. Pepper Schwartz. The Women's Show is March 28th through 30th at the Questfield Events Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Waste Management, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The McDonald's Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomensshow.com.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out michaelnardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631 and leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Align your power with your passion, your life with your vision, and your spirit with your mission. Dr. Lisa Cooney will help you learn to co-create life you want and deserve. She'll empower and affirm you both professionally and personally. Dr. Cooney will teach you how to live your life being balanced in mind, body, and spirit. Tune in. in to Cultivating Presence, The Psychology of Soul with Dr. Lisa Cooney, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Oh, man. Sit on his lap. That big old
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest today is Louise Hay. Louise, I want to thank you for joining us here today, and as I said before, for all that you've done, and certainly for sharing your journey. One of the questions that, and I referred back to the list, and I think I want to go in a little different direction with this, because you and I, during the break, we were talking about our thoughts. And we're sitting right now, and we turn on the news, if those people that choose to do it, and we look at the conditions around the world, and we look at Darfur, we look at places within our own country, and we scratch our heads and we say, why? And so the question that I wanted to ask you, and what I wanted to talk about, is if we are at this place of changing our thinking, what is the possibilities that we have with that power to change the world?
Enormous power. But, you know, not everybody believes the way we choose to believe. They choose to believe other things. And so they behave differently and they create different things. One of the problems with knowing what we know is that we want everybody else to do it. We want the whole world to do it. And we really can't do that. That is not our job. Our job is to work on ourselves and do what we can in our immediate center, I think. I just think we can't take on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, you know, I also have a company, a branch of Hay House Publishing in South Africa, and we do not bring a penny back of profits from there. Every cent of profit that we make there, I give to the NOAA Foundation. And the NOAA Foundation is people that take care of the orphans of the people who have died of AIDS. Because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of young children in South Africa who not only got the joy and pleasure of watching their parents die, but they were orphans with nothing.
Mm.
So you reach out where you can to do what you can do. But, you know, I don't think we can do it all. An individual cannot do it all. And so we want to keep bitterness out of our thinking, if possible, and anger and resentment. As much as possible, come from the love space, doing what you can.
Hmm. You know, Louise, as you were going through the days of your life and doing the work you were doing, and clearly in the film, we get to be part of that journey, part of how you made those decisions each day, mm-hmm. we also get to see that you've declared this decade the best decade of your life.
Well, yes, I'm 81, and I'm just chosen to have fun.
Hey, I'll come hang out with you.
All right. I'm a busy lady, though. You got to keep up with me.
That's why before your interview, I had a personal trainer in here.
Yes.
You know, one of the things you and I talked about is, you know, taking action in today's world.
Yes.
And whether or not the action we take, and people say this a lot, you know, I'm just like me. It's little old me, the action I take. Can I really change the world? And we talked about this just a few minutes ago. And as we read and we look at the work that you've done and look at the books and look at the authors in Hay House, you know, the question that comes to mind is for me to ask you, what do you believe is our greatest challenge, not only as individuals, but as a collective?
I don't think there's one great challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting our thinking straight and cherishing who we are. You know, when you love somebody, you treat them very differently than you do when you hate somebody. And when you love yourself, you treat yourself very differently from the way you do when you dislike yourself or think you're not good enough, putting yourself down all the time. And the universe also treats you more lovingly when you're more loving to yourself. Because the universe is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So I think we need to concentrate on us, not in a selfish way, but in a loving way. And we need to become examples for other people. If we can do it, they can do it. You know, I have never once focused on money. My focus has always been, how can I help the people? What can I do to help people? And you know, when you come from that place, you cannot stop the money.
Mm.
It amazed me to learn that.
You know, Louise, when we come from that place of contribution,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and believe me, I have your affirmations. I've learned how to say them every day. I've learned mm-hmm. how to make up my own on the fly,
yes.
which I love.
Yes.
And I think I'm getting better at aligning those words with my emotional vibration. A lot of information about emotion these days.
Yes.
What's the connection?
Well, I think that the thoughts we think create our emotions. That's why we want to think very loving thoughts, so that we have a loving space to live in.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
Well, you know, it doesn't really cost us anything to think and change our thoughts. And the question that comes up, I think, for people is, you know, is that a choice for me? And I think you've done so much to say that, to help people understand, all of us, that we are at choice. Choice sounds to me like one of the most, easiest things to do and actually the most difficult to do.
Well, I don't think it's difficult. We really have to know that we have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a choice. We don't have to continue down the same habitual pathway all the time. We can make a different choice.
I want to thank you for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
And again, thank you for this incredible film and the book. And for those of you that have not gotten it, please go ahead and do that. You could certainly get it at hayhouse.com. And I want to ask you, Louise, as we wrap this up,
yes.
and thank you so much for joining us here today. What is your personal message for our listeners today?
Well, I think we've been saying that all along.
I
love
think so,
who you
too.
Are. Love who you are and enjoy life. Just know that this is a great day. And let's all affirm for all of us that this is the best decade of our life so far. And we're going to enjoy it to the fullest.
I'm right there with you. I'm
okay, honey.
Definitely going to rock on with you. Thank you, Louise, for joining us today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. What a great show. Louise Hay, very special guest here on the Dr. Pat Show. And we can't say enough about You Can Heal Your Life. I also want to make sure that you know that there is an expanded movie version of this. And that's the one that I actually have. And the expanded version also has the what I call raw footage of the interviews. And so please, if you're having a hard time finding this, which I don't think you will, you can definitely go on the website, go to hayhouse.com and check it out. Benny, what a great job. What a great show today.
It was a great day for it.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to live the best decade of your life now, dude?
I don't know about the best decade. I think I'm just going to live the best every day. I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
I'm going to call Louise.
No. Oh. Well, I can do
already?
The decade thing, but you know what? That only lasts a decade. Come on.
Ah! Well, there we go. All right, Louise. I'll have to send you the clip of that.
Oh, no.
Send it back to Louise. We can't wait for this decade to unfold, not
yes.
only for Louise
mm-hmm.
Hay, but each and every one of us.
Time for change.
It is time for change. And as we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you got to get out of the gate in 2008.
Ooh.
Got to get out.
Oh.
If you're not out of the gate, I can tell you a few gentle ways to do it, but Louise said it all.
Help you break it down.
I'll tell you. The bottom line is you can get out of that gate with love. You don't have to get out of that gate with hate. And so let go of hate, get out of the gate, and join us in 2008. We'll see you tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show.